Welcome to the Editor's Show of Entrepreneurship and Regional Development Podcast. Understanding a journal aims and scope is the first milestone on the road to publication. Let's discover the views of our associate editor, Dimo Riva, from the University of Bath. Dimo, welcome to our podcast.
Thank you very much. Pleasure to be here.
Can you briefly introduce yourself and your main research topics?
My name is Dimo Dimov. I'm a professor of entrepreneurship and innovation at University of Bath in the UK. I've been at this university for 12 years now, and prior to that, I was at Newcastle University, University of Connecticut in the US, and IE Business School in Spain. My main area is broadly, I'd like to talk about entrepreneurial process, thinking, and practice. So these are really very encompassing topics. But anything that has to do with the journey between an initial idea and viable venture. I'm very eclectic in the interest that I take. I've been very quantitative in my early work, doing a lot of work on venture emergence, venture capital investing, and the like. And I've more recently become more philosophical in exploring topics and philosophical underpinnings of entrepreneurship. And I've also taken an active interest in design science as well, thinking about entrepreneurship as a way of making impact and rethinking the role of theory as a blueprint for making change and impact.
The journal updated its aims and scope. What, in your view, makes a paper interesting and courageous, as emphasized by ERD?
I very much like the emphasis on bold and courageous. And you know, what makes a paper interesting? The question of interesting is always how do we strike a balance between not saying things that are too obvious and not saying things that seem absurd? And something that would be courageous and bold is it trying to push things as much away from the obvious as possible, while always trying to retain some continuity, because this is where how we frame things with current leadership. So it's always about what are some of the things that we take for granted? What are some of the assumptions that we take for granted that we challenge with the work? Or perhaps revealing new facets or aspects of entrepreneurship that we just haven't explored up to now, and they just perhaps require not only new ways of thinking, but by revealing these aspects, that also pushes us to revisit our theories, because now we have to accommodate and incorporate new angles and new observations, so to speak.
How does this relate to making contributions to theory?
Well, contributions to theory, that's one of the, it's something that we see a lot in the letters that we receive, right? Very often a ground for rejection is that the paper doesn't make contribution to theory. And so if we take what I said earlier, to make a contribution to theory is to have someone come away saying, well, actually, I've now learned something new. I have a new way of understanding. I have a new way of seeing a phenomenon. I have a new way of engaging with a phenomenon. And to be able to frame that, it always comes on the back of taking existing theory or taking existing framings or existing ways of engaging phenomena and offering that new angle, which has to do, as I said earlier, with challenging that assumption, revisiting, retweaking, adding new elements, enriching the theory in that way. So someone has to be able to come away from this and say, but actually, I can see things in a new way or in a new light.
What is your perspective of the extraordinary phenomenon of entrepreneurship?
Extraordinary phenomenon. So again, that's a very interesting framing. So what makes entrepreneurship extraordinary for me is that it is always in relation to a status quo. So entrepreneurship is always about moving beyond the status quo and trying new things, pushing things in new directions. So if we think of a status quo as a way of keeping things stable, keeping things in an ordinary, habitual way, entrepreneurship is that force that always seeks new possibilities, new boundaries, new terrains, new ways of looking and thinking. So in this way, or in this sense, it's a phenomenon that is already always ahead of us. We can't catch up with it. We can only follow it, but we can't really overtake it, or we can't really capture it. So the whole idea of entrepreneurship is that there's always the thing that we haven't captured yet. So it gives you a very interesting perspective on inquiry.
What are your top tips to reach publication in entrepreneurship and regional development?
I would say start with asking interesting questions. So this is an interesting questions that are often, most often inspired by observations, observing discrepancies, observing new phenomena, observing interesting things that are happening in the world, and then posing the question in a way to stimulate further inquiry. So that was step number one. Asking research questions are important. Then it's all about how do we engage, what community to engage in thinking about the question. There's so many different angles that we can take, how to look in that. So that can be quite a creative effort. And with each choice of perspective or theory or framework, we engage with a particular community. So we have to be mindful of the community we want to engage it. So often, publication is about finding a community that is vibrant, perhaps most receptive. And this is the area where we feel we can easily present and sell our ideas. And the rest, of course, goes without question. Beyond that, we got to do things rigorously, and we got to make sure that we address any gaps or skepticism that might be expressed about the method that we've taken and the conclusions that we've reached. But that's taken for granted. Rigorous. We assume that most people do rigorous work.
Do you have any other recommendation for future authors?
Well, in line with the new aim and scope, I would say, be bold, be creative. Don't be afraid to take on interesting and challenging questions. And in that sense, engaging with the journal with ERD is entering a conversation with the community, and the process itself is a fundamental part of developing a paper. Whether a paper gets published here or in another place, that's part of the conversation. And we're doing our bit on advancing these conversations.
Thanks a lot, Dimo, for participating to our show. All our podcasts are available on entrepreneurship-ed.com and on the main podcast platforms.
Thank you.